Audioprzewodnik po zabytkach Tarnowa.
The Tarnów City Monuments Audio Guide.
Opracowany przez Agencję Informacyjną Radia Max na zlecenie Urzędu Miasta Tarnowa.
By Radio Max Advertising Agency with cooperation of the City Council in Tarnów, co-financed by the Małopolska Voivodeship.
Ratusz.
Town Hall. It is such a beautiful town, bringing back so many memories. How many times have we been looking at the town hall from the St. Martin's Hill? Now lighted, it can be clearly seen, particularly in the evening. It is said that this 14th century Renaissance-style built town hall has many secrets, many of which still remain unsolved. But the history of the whole city of Tarnów is outstanding. St. Martin's Hill used to be the cradle of Tarnów settlement. From the middle of the 9th century to the beginning of 11th century, the existing town covered the area of about 10 hectares. It was probably the Wiślany tribal town, which was ruined during the first Piast monarchy in the 30s of 11th century. In the 15th century, a famous writer, Jan Długosz, gave Tarnów its name from the word for bushes in Polish, Tarnina, which grew in abundance on the slopes of St. Martin's Hill. The Prince of Kujawy, Władysław Łokietek, looking for support among the Małopolska region elites, influenced them significantly. So far, unknown political people were given power in return for unlimited loyalty to the new ruler. It was Pitymir, the later owner of Tarnów, who made his career this way. He built his residence, the castle, on St. Martin's Hill in 1331. The year 1330 is worth remembering, though. It was then that the king's office issued a parchment document affixed with the king's seal to the Kraków governor. It was the symbol of King Władysław's privilege, which entitled Pitymir to locate the city on a German model, such as at Kraków. The summit of the hill was reserved for the site of a church and graveyard. In the very center of the hill, a square was with two crossing streets coming out of each corner. First, the location of Tarnów, apart from the city of squares and greets, was to populate the area. Next, to locate residents. There were settlers brought from Kraków and Nowy Sącz by Spitzimir and his successors. Quite often they were of German origin, who soon became Polonized. But we were to talk about the town hall. First then, let us have a look at that interesting stone portal at the entrance. It originates from the 16th century. An inscription carved into stone in Latin says, "Let your access and exit be guarded by God." It is a rectangular building with a tower facing north and the staircase facing south. It was topped by an unplastered loft. The height of the walls from the top of the loft is 18 meters, and the tower is as high as 30 meters. The building was built of brick. There is a local museum inside the town hall. Mr. Kazimierz Bańburski, local expert on the history of building, is senior curator. The original building we are now in was erected in Gothic style in about the 14th century. Then it was thoroughly reconstructed in Renaissance style, presumably at the end of the 16th century. Many features from this time have remained unchanged. The loft summit decorated by stone ornaments and 14 ugly mascarons. What is interesting is that the number was to symbolize 14 members of the old and new town council. The tower is square in the lower part, and in the upper part it is round with a touched garden porch. The steep roof has the Sanguszko family crest at the top. This symbol has been there only since 1846. Before this, there was the emblem of noble clan of Tarnowscy, the owners of the town. In the first quarter of 16th century, the first rebuilding took place by adding a cylinder-shaped spire of the Tower. The historical resources of the town hall can be first documented from 1526. At that time, renovations and repairs were carried out, the result of which was the chamber reconstruction and door fitting in the clock tower. At that time, the town hall was a rectangular-shaped building containing the larger part of the present look of the building, excluding the western part and so-called resalit on the southern elevation. It had a tower with a clock topped by the Gorgian porch. The main entrance on the southern elevation was enclosed by Gothic frames molded in bricks. In the 16th century, the reconstruction and rebuilding of the town hall in the Renaissance style arose from the idea of Jan Hetman Tarnowski. According to the historian on arts Dr. Andrzej Krupiński, the building was widened to the present dimensions. The western part of the building, with the basement and rooms decorated in polychrome and risalit staircase at the south elevation, were added. The hall was topped with a high loft analogous to Krakow Sukiennice and a shingle covered roof. Another reconstruction was organized at the end of the 16th century. The staircase was expanded in a westerly direction, probably by adding a single-story building of town importance to the south elevation. The room disposition of this building in the 16th century was very interesting. On the ground floor, there were municipal council chambers. There was also a so-called Vietnica, used for trading purposes. There were apartments of Vietnik and the public prosecutor. The dungeon was located in the lower part of the tower, and in the cellars, the beer was housed. It was also a place where the town weapons were stored. A guard acted as the town fire watcher from a watchtower. The town hall itself was to be guarded against fires by the guilds of traders, clothmakers, and butchers. The building was surrounded by the wooden bakers, butchers, tailors, and shoemakers' stalls, originating from the Middle Ages. 100 years later, the building was seriously damaged by fire. The roof and the clock tower were destroyed. The city privileges were damaged too. In the 17th century, the king Jan Kazimierz promised to renovate the building, and he kept his word. But then, there were hard times. Thus, in the 18th century, as a result of a crisis which affected the city, the town hall building was neglected. It was ransacked by the Russian army. Under Austrian rule, after the first partition of Poland, it was only renovated superficially. In the 19th century, the state of the building was becoming worse and worse, and only partial renovations were made. About the year 1850, the outside of the building was renovated, and it is likely that the sill of the watchtower was rebuilt then. Later, the restoration by digging out the cellars was made, and it was then that the storage of weapons was found. What is important, in the late 1880s, the town hall was facing decline. The walls were in danger of collapsing. The situation made the local authorities undertake thorough renovation works. An extensive renovation followed by restoration work were carried out. A new museum of Tarnów region was set up, transferred later into the museum in Tarnów, and since 1976, it has been transformed into the district museum. In 1960s, a town hall restoration plan with adaptation of its interior for museum purposes was carried out. The original mascarons were restored on the loft. Inside, divisions of chambers for public were removed. Fragments of polychrome originating from the 17th century were also uncovered, restored, and filled in. Since 1970, the permanent exhibition of District Museum has been displayed. The town hall favorably presents Tarnów to be among the Małopolska gems of Renaissance architecture, like Krakow, Lublin, Sandomierz, Zamość, and Przemyśl. According to the historian, famous storyteller, and the author of many history books about Tarnów, Antoni Sypek, it is the pride of our city. a special symbol retained in the memory of every generation of Tarnów citizens for nearly 500 years. But does that mean that the building hasn't changed during the time? Its present appearance differs slightly from that of the 16th century. For years, tourists have been asking the guides the same question. What does the figure at the top of the town hall depict? Well, pursuit, coat of arms of Sanguszko and Lithuania. It was Władysław Sanguszko who imposed on the city the requirement of getting the nobility to partake in the sale to the local municipality of villages such as Grabówka, Zabłocie, Terlikówki, Strusiny as an immortal souvenir. It was renovated and reconstructed many times. The last major renovation took place in 1960s. The town hall was the home of local authorities and aldermen since the dawn of the time. It was not until World War II that the municipal chambers have been transferred to the Order of Friar Minors. Since 1945, it has become the district museum. Jan Hetman Tarnowski, the great city builder, left many traces behind. And the most characteristic one is the Gothic arch located at the entrance. After admiring it, let us enter the building. You can walk upstairs to the first floor. We are in the room of public common room, where ages ago men took the most important decisions about Tarnów City. This is also the place where the city council held debates. It is here. You can see the second preserved Renaissance portal. This one with the Latin motto meaning faith is the fundament of justice is less elaborate than the one at the entrance. Historians discovered that the polychrome of the room is very interesting. But the building also hides its mysteries. Some are still vivid in local tales. The last one comes from the time before World War II. A mysterious murder was the city sensation. At night, an unknown thug cruelly murdered two guards of the local fire brigade performing the duty at the town hall watchtower. The offender has never been captured, and some people believe that ghosts of a guard still haunt the watchtower. Even though the watchtower is not open to the public, we will try to climb it in our imagination. When we walk up the winding and very steep steps, we pass by the clock. It gears, moves slowly, evenly signaling the flow of time. We can admire the imposing view of the city. Parks and houses emerge against the background of the fields on the south. Tarnów citizens' favorite walk to the St. Martin's Hill. We will tell you about it in the next part of our audio guide. In good visibility, the Tatra Mountains can be seen from the watchtower. When we look up, we can discern the town hall and the cathedral from the distance emerging over the roofs of tenement buildings in the very heart of the city. For many years, they have been clearly visible landmarks to travelers heading for the city. When we look at the town hall and the old town from the St. Martin's Hill, they seem to bow before it. But let us get back to the main theme. The town hall is not only a tower with an old interior, it is also a collection house of the district museum. There is a collection of Polish nobility portraits, unique in Poland. The portraits from 17th and 18th centuries illustrate the most prominent historical figures. Yet, let us go further. General Joseph Bem, biographical exhibition devoted to Tarnów-born hero of struggles for the independence of Poland and Hungary. He was buried in the hometown in Strzelecki Park mausoleum. Admirers of everyday art will be interested in the exhibition of porcelain and glass. The exhibition shows the most precious collection of porcelain of foreign and the older Polish manufacturers. The decoration of the exhibition is a multi-purpose set made in Mishnia during the 19th century. The exhibited sets of dinner, lunch and breakfast are to be marveled not only of the variety of 18th century form, but also the unusual rich
rich ornamentation.
The main attraction of this colorful decor are painted birds of different types on every individual plate, cake stand, fruit bowl, cup, and saucer. For those using modest sets in the tiny kitchens, it is difficult to believe that the set called Bird Set, which belonged to the Sanguszko's family, contained over 500 pieces, out of which 150 most interesting forms are exhibited. It must have been great to possess such an extraordinary set, but the washing up is nothing to be envious about. Fine then, let us leave the delicate porcelain, because there are thrills waiting for us. Or at least, there are such associations connected with the use of these exhibited objects. It is armory, the collection of arms and weapons, among which we can admire one of the three fully preserved original copies of winged cavalry. It was that weapon the Polish levies used. Speeding during cavalry attacks, they looked like armored batteries, the sound of which made the horses shy away. Having admired the collection, let us go outside. However, one question remains. What does the round stump stretching around the building mean? This is the last point of our tour, the city pillory. Its fragments are situated right next to the building on the square. It was used to punish garrulous, quarrelsome women with their witchcraft and loose morals. Ladies were tied and beaten. Yes, that is true. Ladies were cruelly punished ages ago. How many witches and gossip mongers we could find today? Luckily for them, nobody wishes to inflict punishment on them. And now, we finish the first leg of our tour. In the next stage, we will tell more about the most interesting tenements on the marketplace.